The Williamsburg Bridge was completed, according to Wikipedia, 1903. How long is the Williamsburg Bridge? Anyone want to guess? 7,300 feet long. Is that more than Alpayim Amma? Is that more than 2,000 Ammas? We said 2,000 Ammas were about 4,000 feet, give or take. So definitely more than the Tichum Shabbos. So to recap in one sentence, everything we did really last week, is that you're not able to walk 2,000 Ammas outside a city on Shabbos. Again, this has nothing to do with carrying. Whether you have nothing in your pocket, you're not able to walk 2,000 Ammas. That would seem to mean that you are not allowed to walk outside of Williamsburg, which is 2,000 Ammas, would be to get to Lower Manhattan on the Williamsburg Bridge, because it's more than 2,000 Ammas. The end of Brooklyn ends where? Williamsburg, I mean, by the water. So once you get past the water, or the last house, which we said it goes, you could continue a city if within every 125 feet or even maybe 250 feet in some cases. But as long as there's a house within, let's say, 125 feet, then the city continues and you still haven't started your 2,000 Ammas. Once you get to the end of the water, or you get to enter the bridge, whatever it is, so now your 2,000 Ammas starts. So you're walking, you're walking, you're walking. Whoops, when you're about halfway to the bridge, you're stuck. You can't go any further. You're stuck there the rest of the Shabbos if you go too far. Otherwise, you could turn back. So the question is, how can you or can you ever walk from Brooklyn, Williamsburg, to Manhattan on Shabbos? Are you allowed to cross the Williamsburg Bridge? This question has been debated for the last close to at least 50 years. I don't know since the bridge is around, 1903. But at least it started to be printed over the last 50 years for sure. So mutter or not? Anyone want to have suggestions why it should be mutter? Do they? So that's a great question. So I didn't think anyone was going to say that. Do people live on the bridge? Do people, let me ask you, rephrase that. Do people have a base dira on the bridge? Do people have a house on the bridge? What did you say? Some of them have been there for 25 years. Does that make it into a base dira or not? That's the question. So homeless living, but is it based on people sure living there, or is it based on a house? Does there have to be a house? Yeah.
So the other reason, maybe the land extends underneath the bridge. So the bridge, it's 7,000.
Fair point.
Like I said, at both sides,
so fair extends. Point. It's a fair point.
How much space? So I think.
So I think there's more than 250 feet. The East River is more than 250 feet wide, whatever, from Brooklyn to Manhattan in all areas. So even if that would be the case, you still are crossing an area which is more than 250 feet to the next town. So for sure, the cities don't connect. So how are you going to walk across the bridge? Well, that's similar to the Svara that people may hang out up there, but you need really a base dira, we said. You need to have a house in that spot. Comes along with Shulchan Aruch and says like this. You're all getting close, but you're not fully there. Shulchan Aruch says an interesting statement in Shin Tzadiches, based on a long Gemara in Erevin, that says, let's say, it talks about all of the houses, okay, you have a house 70 Amas, which is 125 feet, or give or take, fine. Then that's when you start measuring the 2,000 Amas from the last house. But what about this? Let's say you have a base Knesses. So the last, after your city ends, you have a shul within 125 feet. Does the city extend to the shul or not? It depends, says the Gemara, if the shul has a rav living in it. Yeah? Or have a chazan living in the shul, we could understand how that would be possible. And therefore, if it has a base dira in it, then lechazanim, it says, or base avodas elilim, even if there's a church, sheyesh bo base dira, that's considered the city continues, lechaneim, v'otzros. It has to have a base dira. The otro shieshman base dira. It has to have a base dira. If it has an otros, if you have like some storehouse, what about a gesher v'hakever, a cemetery, or a gesher? What's a gesher? A bridge. Sheyesh bahem base dira. Base dira. It has to have a house where someone could live in that area. Okay. Yeah. Or it sounds like a watchtower or some place which constitutes Beis Din. Some say you may not have to actually live in it. It has to be able to be lived in. What is the shear of a Beis Din?
100 years ago, you could have said that.
Well, okay, 1 second. So what's considered a Beis Din? What size? 4 by 4 amas. What is that? About 8 by 8. So it has to 6 to 8 feet by 8 feet. About whatever that is. That's about 36 to 64 square feet. Something like that, give or take. So about 50 or so, 60 square feet.
So if you, had a
if you have this house, right? So it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, Beis Din. So now 1 second. So now that would extend it. So in other words, if I have a small little bridge, let's say the bridge is 200 feet. Okay, and so from one house to the other house would be 300 feet for the sides. The whole thing, the city wouldn't continue. But smack in the middle, there is whatever the numbers work out. Smack in the middle of my little bridge is a Beis Din, is a little house. So then that house could bridge, pun intended, can bridge one city to the other city, and therefore for Hilchas Erevin, that I could walk through one city over the bridge through the other city, and I haven't even started my 2,000 amas yet. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Baralach, I'm based on a Tosfos and Ritva, says something absolutely wild. Because the last line of Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't read yet, I skipped it also, says, a ma'ara. What about a cave? So it's all underground, but yesh binyan al pia, which has a house on top. So then, kol elu mitstarifimov. So this house on top of the cave also is considered a house for extensions of a Reuven. A what house?
A lighthouse.
Maybe. Anything which is a Beis Din would be fine. Now comes along the obvious question, which you're all wondering. So I don't get it. If there's a house in all these places, why do we care what the house is on? Meaning, I just spent to you. Just stop and think how crazy this is. This is Baralach's question. If you have a house, which is within 125 feet of the last house, who cares if the house is on a bridge, if it's on a cave, if it's on a shul, if it's
not
a house?
It's not contiguous.
Well, but it's within the same amount of time. So I said that house would be fine. So who cares if it's house, shul with a house? It's the same thing.
Shul on a bridge or a house on a bridge.
But fine, but if it has to be within the same 70 amas, it has to be within the same 125 feet, so who cares? Who cares if it's a house and a bridge? If it's a house, it's a continuous. Says the Baralach, there must be some added chiddush. You know what the added chiddush is? We say this by a cave, and the Baralach extends it to a bridge. It's wild that in a cave, let's say I've got a huge cave which spans miles, miles long underground, but on the edge of a cave is a little house. Do you know where I consider the city to end? At the end of the cave. So in other words, I have a house over here. Here's my city, house. And then there's a house at the top of a cave. So we say, oh, the city extends a little bit more to this house. But not only does it extend to this house, but if the cave now goes underground all the way over here, the city is considered ending at the end of where the bottom of the cave is. Says the Baralach, based on Ritva, you could apply the same thing to a bridge. So in other words, as long as some part of the bridge with the house on it is considered within 125 feet of the last house, so then the whole bridge is considered within 125 feet of that last house. So in other words, think about what a tremendous kula that is. You could be walking, and as long as the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge is within 125, maybe you could argue 250, but let's say 125 feet of the previous structure, the previous building, then the whole entire bridge is considered within that same 125. And now on the other side, if it's the same thing, you have essentially just merged or bridged for halachic erevin Brooklyn and Manhattan, which is tremendous kula based on this, if you take the Baralach to its simple reading. And who does this? So says the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak says you can read the Baralach, what he's saying, and he says that's svara number one, why I can connect Brooklyn to Manhattan, and no problem to walk on it, because they say there is a house or a room. Well, I don't know, I've never checked the Williamsburg Bridge. There's a cheder of Dawud al Dawud in the middle of the Williamsburg Bridge. I'm not sure. Yeah. So boats on the water. So if the Gemara talks about it, and the Poskim talk about it, if you have a set, like, I don't know, like what's it called?
A marina,
right. Like a little like float in the middle of the river. I guess it's tied down, it's not maybe moving. Then for sure that could be considered a place. But if it's always moving, I don't think it counts. No, I think it has to be stationary. I think it has to be stationary. But if you could have, let's say, marinas or something of, you know, across the river, if you had something like that, then you'd be fine. But I don't think there's that. I don't know if there is across the East River. You know, you have to have some structure, like a bridge, which according to this Minchas Tzitzik is totally fine. Yeah, sorry.
But why, if you have 2,000 pounds, why are we restricted to 125 feet?
Because you only have 2,000 pounds at the end of the city. Here, because the house of 2,000, meaning like this, let's say the last house of the city, so I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amas, but that doesn't make limits that there are more houses within those 2,000 amas. That doesn't allow me to extend a further 2,000 amas. Once I get to the last house of my city, I can only walk 2,000 amas regardless. The only way that I could walk more than 2,000 amas is if I extend the city. The only way to extend the city is to have another house within 125 feet. You with me? Meaning, here's the city of Queens. In order to make Queens longer, I need to keep on building houses within 125 feet of each other at the edge of the city. Now, once the last house stops and there's nothing within 125 feet, now that's the I could only go 2,000 additional amas, which is about 4,000 feet from there. Now, if that happens to be at 2,625 feet, there's another house, it still doesn't make a difference because the city ended already and my 2,000 amas only started from then. Now it doesn't make a difference. There has to be contiguous houses within 125 feet in order to start the clock of 2,000 or to start the tab of 2,000 amas to start running. Correct. Like Muncie, so you got to have a figure out a way to figure out how to do it. So some say if there's an Erev around the town, maybe that could combine it all, how you draw the square of the town. You could give a couple of shurim about how to deal with Muncie itself. But for now, we're dealing with just bridges. So how are you going to cross the bridge? So according to Minchas Tzitzik, you have that house. I don't want to keep anyone too long over here. I to promise you, 12, 13 minutes, we're done. Yeah, so 1 second, we'll just finish it off, and then you ask me as many questions as you want. So 1 second. So the other svara that he says is apparently, if you Google it, I spent time on Wikipedia to make sure I'm up to speed on the Williamsburg Bridge. At least according to Wikipedia, there is a J line and an M line. At least used to go right across the. I take the E in the morning, so I don't know. I never. So yeah, but so is it under the? Is it under the cars? There's two levels on. Is there two levels on the Williamsburg Bridge? Yes or no? Is there two levels? Is there two levels? Yes or no?
No, it starts off.
Is there two levels? So according to the Minchas Yitzchak, there is a Makora, there is two levels. Again, I'm not sure how accessible they are, but according to the Minchas Yitzchak, we can go, if there is a ceiling on top of cars in the Williamsburg Bridge, then you basically have sides with a Makora, which is another way to make a house. So the whole bridge, in essence, becomes like a house if you view it that way, says the Minchas Yitzchak. That would be a second heter to be Mako. And in fact, he said, Minchas Yitzchak then writes, I'm from Israel. I don't know anything about Brooklyn or Manhattan, he says, but I've heard that the Brooklyn Rabbanim, when he was visiting New York, he heard that the Satmar Rebbe was Mako about it, and, you know, he quotes the Mie de Rav, who we gave 6 shirim, saying how much he doesn't like the Kew Garden Hills Erev, but he thought it was okay for Tchum Shabbos to walk across the Williamsburg Bridge. Fascinating to tie this all as we finish up our Erev and Shirim, one or two more Shirim, it ties it all together. So the Mie de Rav, so Rav Moshe does not have a tshuva about walking across Mitzad Tchum Shabbos. He talks about bridges in terms of Erev and tarrying, but I don't believe he talks about it in terms of Tchum Shabbos. But I may be wrong about that. But fine, let's just give you now the Chumr Shita. The Chumr Shita is the Shevet Alevi, also from Bnei Brak, who writes, he says, well, look, this Chiddush of the Be'er Halacha is very nice. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. Most of the poskim disagree with this Ritva. So you're going to tell me that a little house in the middle of a bridge makes it that the whole bridge is within the 125 amas? He says, I doesn't really buy such a svar like that. Also, he says, hello, just because you have a room in the Williamsburg Bridge, a little room where they, I guess, I don't know, work there, he says, that doesn't make it a Beis Dira. Beis Dira, in terms of bridges, needs to be someone has to always sleep there, or has to be consistently there. I saw in the Sefer Nesivos HaShabbos, he quotes from an Achron, I wasn't sure who it was, but he quotes from an Achron who says that, well, what about the toll booth? the toll booth in the middle of the bridge. Now with Easy Pass, this is all outdated. But if you have an Easy, you go to Hick Towns, where they don't have everything as Easy Pass. So if you have a toll booth in the middle of the bridge, does that count as a base theory? He wanted to suggest it does, because there it's already considered someone's there consistently and he's watching the bridge. Maybe that works. Nesivas Shabbos ends off. Nesivas Shabbos ends off that this complex issue. There is room to be makel. I know it's hard to imagine. Nesivas Shabbos ends off that in terms of the Williamsburg Bridge, there's poskim back and forth. There's room to be makel to walk along the Williamsburg Bridge. Ask a local Orthodox posek had a paskin lamaisa, but it's a fascinating issue which has been debating for almost as long as the Williamsburg Bridge is around.